Our car, Scott Anderson, 97.1-248-539-9797. Busy day. We opened with Tiger Talk. Scoobles comments last night, AJ Hinch on the morning show, and then the middle of our show, bang, breaking news, LeBron James decides that he will go to Philadelphia on a two-year, $8 million deal. You did not mishear that. 2 years, $8 million. The first year, he's making less than $4 million. In fact, as somebody said, it was the veteran's minimum. What the hell, man?
Well, I mean, he did what nobody expected him to do, which was to take the pay cut. Everybody expected him that he was going to pick the team that he thought had the best chance to win the championship, but not to go for cheap.
Yep.
And he did both. He went cheap to the team he thinks is going to win the championship.
Let's go to Jeff in Toledo. You're next. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Love your show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to let you know, I know a guy named Bill Lasky who pitched for San Francisco for a lot of years.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me that his arm never feels normal until the end of January, early February. So, I mean, it's possible Scoobal couldn't tell the difference between regular soreness and what was going on in his elbow.
Well, look, I believe that absolutely can be the case. Gators brought it up a bunch about how, you know, something feels wrong and then it just goes away. And, you know, Scoobal said, I thought I was trending in the right direction. I thought I was going to be fine. So at what point do you decide, no, this is something more serious or it's not bad at all? So I believe that. The problem is when he tied in, oh, maybe subconsciously I was thinking about my contract and arbitration process. There's just no upside to admitting that or saying that. In fact, if it truly, Jeff and Gator, if it truly was subconscious and he didn't, it never crossed his mind in January, and then he throws it out there here in July, it's a giant own goal. If it never crossed your mind in the moment, why would you bring up the worst possible scenario now? Like it makes no sense.
No.
There's no law against making stupid statements.
Well, that's true. So. And I guess we sit here for 4 hours a day talking. And sometimes I have regrets. I had a dream.
Sometimes I have regrets.
Gator, I had a dream that for bold ass predictions, get this.
Yeah.
I had a dream that I said the Tigers bullpen would be one of the best in the league. And I woke up from that dream. I was like,
wow,
just a dream.
You know.
So thankfully, I've never said anything stupid.
You're right.
Stupid,
yeah. What did you say about the bullpen?
I don't recall. That was
no?
a long time ago. Yeah.
You don't want to go back and look that up?
By the way, we have barely talked about last night's game. James Outman, who we called out earlier this week, it tends to happen.
He called out yesterday.
It's the bottom of the seventh. The Tigers had two runners on board, down 2-0, and it's they're at the bottom of the order. And it's a right-handed pitcher, and they put James Outman up, a left-handed. Outman, it was his turn. I mean, he didn't put him up, but he's up. He's up. And I'm like, oh, God, it's Outman. He's hitting lefty 160. Righty. It's lefty-righty. And I'm like, isn't there somebody else on the bench that should be hitting here? But AJ stuck with him. And that's one of those moves. Like, AJ didn't pinch hit for Outman. Nobody will bring up and say, good job, AJ. But he didn't pinch hit for a 160 hitter who hit a bomb. And you know how sometimes teams just have magic?
Oh, boy.
Well, if you think about who's come through the last couple of games, Cater Montero, Howie Lee, and James Outman.
And McKinstry had 2 hits last night.
Feels a little bit like it could be. MJM. That this team might have a little magic going on right now.
Well, I don't know if there's magic, but I think there's certainly a correction. May was terrible. Here's the correction. June, July, and hopefully the rest of the season is the correction. That this is back to being the team that we thought they were going to be when the season started. It was a season of hope. And then everything happened. There were injuries to the rotation where you lost, three guys right away to the rotation before you're throwing in the fourth game of the season. Yeah. And then you lose a couple of everyday players like Kerry Carpenter and Gleyber Torres and Javi Baez all leave the lineup. Wow. Well, that's tough to overcome in the second month of the season. So now they're starting to. They got to do a lot of digging out of that hole that they dug, which was massive. and they're looking like a competent team again. You know, AJ talked about it today about that one of the biggest differences is the defense. So they were one of the worst defense, if not the worst defense in all of baseball in May.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get back to doing the fundamentals correctly and play the way we're supposed to play and how we're capable of playing defensively. And the rest is going to follow suit. And here comes the starting pitching. Looks like it's one of the best rotations in baseball, which is what we all thought going into the season. Well, now they're starting to realize some of that.
Bert is next on 97.1. Hello, Bert.
Hello. How you guys doing, man? Okay. I am here in Pontiac under the hot weather. But I want to remind everybody, 97.1, the ticket, it is the radio station for the Detroit Tigers. Hey, I want to say something. I don't know what people are talking about. Scoob moving away. Scoob, it is with the World Series champions. He is at home. This is the World Series champion, the Detroit Tigers. Where is this going? We got the perfect combination. Third base, shortstop, second base, and first baseman. Who got the bet? Who got those guys? You told me that. Right. Mechanical, he's going to third base.
Hey, hang on a second, Bert. I got to put you on hold. What?
Bert's fired up. I want to hear the rest of what Bert has to say.
All right,
Bert, we got the infield. What else do we got?
Oh, my goodness, man. Let me tell you something. The only best thing we got is Valdez. He's got to go. Valdez has got to go. That's Ooh. The only stage of the Detroit Tiger. Anytime I see Valdez in the mound, I know I'm going to lose. I don't want him there anymore.
Who?
Valdez.
Valdez. It's the worst creature. We don't want him in there. I shake when he's there. I know I'm going to lose when I see him get him out.
This is like half Iron Sheik, half announcer for Telemundo in soccer.
It's an interesting cross. Yeah, no, Bert.
Kang, what do you think? Half Iron Sheik, half?
I mean, you know the Sheik more. So I was thinking more like, I mean, I could see the soccer guy. I don't know about Sheik.
The craziness of what he's saying is Sheik reminiscent. I'm just saying, I could see a little bit of Iron Sheik and then whatever that guy's name is.
I would like a little Bert to English translation, but I didn't understand a lot of that.
There's a reason AI was brought about, and maybe it was for that exact purpose.
It took me a while to understand he was talking about Framber Valdez.
Yeah.
But he does not like Framber Valdez.
He does not. He does not. And look, Framber in his... It's getting close to half the starts now has been terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But the other starts are really good. He needs to start pitching well again. But tonight it's Scoobal going against a young right-handed pitcher for Kansas City. Take advantage of this bad lineup again. Take advantage of the fact that Bobby Witt Jr. is not playing. Get off to an early lead, and then hopefully Scoobal goes, you know, six shutout innings.
Big game.
And handles things.
All right, so Mike and Rico coming up next. What do you think those guys are going to be talking about today?
I understand that they're going to be talking about who the best Teletubby of all time is. Mike's Tinky Winky guy.
Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.